On Tuesday's KERA's One Crisis Away project examines life for folks on the financial edge. Today, we focus on seniors and their money. Many people older than 65 have a hard time getting a job, paying for medicine, or managing wills and power of attorney. That's where Dallas County's Elder Financial Safety Center comes in. We're joined by Renee Perry, Chief Operations Officer for the Senior Source, to dig into financial challenges North Texas seniors face. Renee Perry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
In the years since the center's opened, what's been the number one problem that's come up with seniors?
You know, it's really interesting just how vulnerable older adults are. You know, you can be an older adult who is totally surviving on a $700 a month Social Security check, or you can be someone who has planned and saved and has several million dollars in the bank, and you're equally vulnerable to financial exploitation and insecurity.
How about just a few examples of reasons a senior might come in?
The center is set up to really look at and help older adults ensure their financial security. We're doing that through three primary ways: prevention, protection, and prosecution. And so with prevention services, older adults might need to know things about, is their financial picture what it needs to be? Maybe they're wanting to retire. Is retirement an option? They're about to turn 65 and looking at Medicare. Are they making smart insurance decisions? Is employment a need? In some situations, prevention isn't going to help because that person lacks capacity and they really need protection. And so that's where working with the Dallas County Probate Courts comes into the picture. They're able to look at and ensure protection of older adults who are particularly vulnerable through the guardianship process. And in cases where you see financial exploitation that's already taken place, that's where the District Attorney's Office comes into play. And so they're able to look at and prosecute financial exploitation situations for older adults.
Research shows that seniors are often manipulated or taken advantage of by their own family. How do you help people fight that?
For us within the center, as we're working with that older adult, there's the issue of overcoming the shame and guilt that's involved with the fact that they have been victimized by their own child or grandchild, and then connecting them with the investigators at the District Attorney's Office to prosecute that.
What's the most heartbreaking story you've heard over the last year?
There was one gentleman who called who was in tears because his son had taken basically his life savings, his retirement, and he was having to go back to work just to make ends meet. That was really sad. And he said, you know, this was my son. I never really thought that I would ever be a person in this situation. There are other situations where a spouse is coming to terms with the fact that her husband has dementia and is no longer able to be the, you know, person in control of the finances in their family.
If seniors need financial help or know someone who does, what should they do?
They should absolutely give us a call, or they can check out our website. There's a link to email us, whatever is more convenient for them. We're so excited to have this center, and if there's a need, we want to reach out and help older adults in our community.
Renee Perry is with the Senior Source, which operates the Elder Financial Safety Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.